Jeff, what can you tell us about local events that the community hosted this past weekend?
Yeah, so people are constantly talking about a return to normal during the pandemic, right? And this Labor Day, this past Labor Day in Silver City, indeed resembled Labor Days of yore. There were several events happening, including the annual Taste of Downtown event. That sold out with more than 200 tickets sold. And while I was downtown, I conducted kind of an informal poll of tasters, and it was really surprising to see how many folks were new or relatively new residents to the area. We've had a lot of people move in from larger cities and other parts of the country, and many of them came out to the Taste of Downtown, brought friends with them from out of town as well, and also hit Goff Park, where the second annual Carnitas Musica y Mas event took place on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. There was a lot of music, dancing, even some kids' rides and other stuff. Carnitas, of course, and vendors and sideshow-style games. Next to Goff Park, the third car show that's been held here in like less than 45 days went on. That had a great turnout too. So thousands of people in Goff Park for that event, thousands of people downtown for Taste of Downtown event, and up in the mountains in the Signal Peak area, the Signal Peak Challenge, which has been going on and off for, boy, since the late 1980s, they actually canceled the race because of heavy rains up there. However, the organizers did go forward with the traditional Saturday night dinner. A lot of people camp out before the race up there. So folks showed up anyway and watched a Harry Potter film around a campfire, Harry Potter being a costume theme for this year's race. And organizer, race director Martin Pearson, told me that, you know, everybody had such a great time and it was so casual that they're thinking about turning it into a mountain bike festival instead of an actual race in future years.
Okay. Let's move on and talk about an area trails and also an open space advisory group that met recently to talk about the Boston Hill Mine Safeguard Project. Now, what can you share with us about what was discussed during this meeting?
Yeah, last week the Silver City Mayor's appointed advisory committee for trails and open space met outside of the old waterworks here on Little Walnut Road, and they talked quite a bit about what went down at the last Boston Hill Abandoned Mine Safeguarding Project meeting that was held remotely in the last week of August. Folks have raised some concerns regarding that about fencing that looks like it may be erected along many of the cliffs and sharp drop-offs up on Boston Hill. And anybody familiar with that open space knows that, I mean, it's hard to even count how many cliffs there are there. And folks at the advisory group meeting said that they were going to, you know, they needed to start organizing some comments about both the materials that they want to see used for that and also, you know, just whether we folks in Silver City really want fencing along some of these areas. There's at least a small contingent of folks in town who would actually prefer that Boston Hill be left untouched instead of developed into a hiking hotspot. But the state is paying for this project, and the advisory committee is going to organize and submit comments to it. The public is also encouraged to check out the draft environmental assessment that's available online. There's a September 25 deadline for submitting public comments on that. You can find more information online on the state's Minerals Department website.
Okay, Jeff, thanks for the update this week. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks.